Let's begin. Let's start. Klal Kuf Mem Aleph. On page Tav Nun. Din Atikios VaHabrachos Umi Shechayov Bochem. The laws of Shofar. The laws of the Tikios. Aleph. Zman Tikia Shofar Bayom VeLevelayla. Make no mistake. You can't be yoyt to the mitzvah by blowing at night. I'm busy on Rosh Hashanah. I'm on shift. I'm on duty. So let me be blow the Tikios at night. No good. You get up too early in the morning, you cannot blow the keys. The keys have to only blow you only in the mitzvah by day, not by night. Shenemar yoim teruah. Umitzvasa mishas hanetzachama ve'elech ad halayla. So he says over here that lechatchila you should blow it, you should blow it after sunrise. You can daven shachris 72 minutes before sunrise, b'di'evet. Mishnah Berurah says only once in a while, you can't do b'kviyas. The only lechatchila, you're only allowed daven shachris mishayakir. Zman when you can put on talis and tefillin, which is a big machlekes in America, even in Europe, what exactly is called mishayakir? I think many people, they follow the opinion, it's about 40 minutes, 45, 40 minutes, something like that. 40, or even less maybe. What did I say?
Before Nates.
So what time is what?
Sometimes it's even an hour before.
No, we don't generally follow shows manios for mishayakir. Mishayakir is a consistent number of minutes. Nates, sunrise. Bidyeved, the Mishnah Berurah says you can daven 72 minutes before sunrise. You have an appointment, you have to be somewhere. Mishnah, you can do it even lechatchila once in a while, occasionally. Problem is.
The point to this, the tefillin and shema, which is.
Yeah.
This morning was 5:33 and nates is 6:29. So it's almost an hour.
In that calendar, I don't know whose calendar you're looking at. That's a pretty machmer calendar. That's a pretty lenient calendar. A lot of people will not, they don't like that. It's too much time. Whatever it is, a lot of shuls they start out, but you can't make a bracha on talis and tefillin. That then becomes a very big issue. You have to put the talis on without a bracha, and then when you get to baruch hu, hopefully you're up to mishayakir. And then you move your talis and tefillin, you make a bracha.
A lot of people don't put it on until then.
They don't put on, it's different minhagim. Some don't put on at all, and some put it on without a bracha, and they shake it, they make a bracha. Whatever the case is, b'di'evet, you can daven b'di'evet, or even once occasionally, 72 minutes before sunrise. You cannot make a bracha on talis and tefillin until the zman called mishayakir. Mishayakir is a very vague time period. There are many different opinions as to what it is, and everyone has their custom. Their rabbi tells them what Mishayakir is. You have a calendar that shows, and it's even an hour, it's pretty shocking. Even an hour, it's 72 minutes is Mishayakir. I was always under the assumption Mishayakir is about 45 minutes, 45, 50 minutes, is Zman when the light of it's already 40. Right. So what is that time? What is the time when you can recognize Mishayakir? Mishayakir
in
love.
Right. 29 minutes.
20. Wait, who says that? That his calendar. See. iPhone. You have an Android, right?
Right. Yeah. Well,
what do you have? You have an Android. He has an iPhone. Apple.
Machlokes.
The Android and the Apple.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm just saying.
Machlokes Samsung and Apple. Is Mishayakir?
Yeah.
The results. Of Google. What do you have? I have also Google, but they give you different results depending on
your
package.
But
I'm just joking. What?
Hill Samsung.
Okay, Shammai Apple. Okay, I'm just joking. Okay, these are just people not into the smartphones. I'm obsessed with my smartphone. It's like a whole new world to me. Any event, okay. Mishayakir is the zman when you can recognize between white your tzitzis, which is exactly the same time when you can recognize your friend who you are not so familiar with at a distance of foramus. What is that zman? It depends on where you live in the world. It depends on, there are many factors.
It depends on the time of the year.
It's true. It depends on the time of the year. And I mean, that's a very small difference, time of the year in America where we live in the Northeast. But whatever the situation is, there are different opinions. You tell me we have 39 minutes. Some say 45 minutes, 50 minutes, whatever it is, but you cannot make a bracha on your talis until approximately this period of time before sunrise. What about when it comes to Mekayim, the mitzvah blowing shofar? When is this man? So the Chai Adam says you cannot be yoyt to the mitzvah until sunrise. Until sunrise. You cannot get up, which is very late. Sunrise today is what time is sunrise? 7 o'clock.
No, 6:30.
6:30. Okay, so this year, and as we're getting to Rosh Hashanah, it's getting even later. It's getting even later. So this year, you want to go daven very, very early on Rosh Hashanah. Some you like daven very, very early on Rosh Hashanah. You daven Kivasik. Well, anyway, Kivasik, and they daven with Shemoneh Esrei Mishayake. Okay, but let's say, yeah, people who like are doctors, on call, residents, people who are on call.
According to this, Mishiyakir is 58 minutes before sunrise.
So it's 58. And he has on his 29 minutes. There are different opinions, like five opinions. Everyone has different opinions to what Mishiyakir. 58 is a lot, that's a very lenient opinion to say Mishiyakir is 58 minutes before sunrise.
That's really dark.
That's amazing to say to me. Again, so I'm not placing them in their makeup.
I can't see if there's sunrise.
Let's go for so zman aleph zman tikias shofar b'yoyin v'loy b'laylitz by day and it's not at night. You have to say by day level v'shnema yom tu v'mitzvos mishas hanitzachama v'elachar alayla v'mikol mokom imlo hoyo lo shofar b'yoyin aviv v'elo bein hashmosh. So he's not discussing the earlier zman. He doesn't make any exceptions. I don't know why he doesn't tell us b'diavet. I know he does in a moment. Okay, now he says at the very end. But let's talk about the end of the zman. When is the last moment you can blow shofar until Ad HaLayla. What's called Layla? Doesn't say what Layla is. That's problematic. Doesn't say what Layla is. Mikol Mokam im lo hayu lo shofar b'yoyim v'hevi lo bein hashmashais. What's called bein hashmashais? The Gra, the Magen Avram, is bein hashmashais when sun sets. Is that when it kicks in? Or is bein hashmashais the last 13 and a half minutes before 72 minutes? Okay, so the last when you get down basically when you get down to the 72 minutes is Zvadai Laila, and the 13 and a half minutes before 72 minutes, according to the Magen Avraham, is Bein Hashmashos. Okay, so everyone has their custom amongst Ashkenazim. Probably most of you here are Ashkenazim, I assume, and therefore for us Ashkenazim, it Bein Hashmashos begins after sunset. So you should not blow shofar after sunset. If you did not yet blow shofar, and now you first get a shofar, so it's the only chance to do it. You can blow, but do not make a bracha. Toikea b'loy bracha. What about before sunrise? So he says, uvidiyevet imtaka mish'olam u'dashachar yotza. You can blow 72 minutes before sunrise. Okay, so what's the bottom line? L'chatchila, you should blow from sunrise to sunset. That's the zman when you blow shofar, make a bracha. B'diavad, you can blow shofar before sunrise. And b'diavad, you can blow shofar after sunset, until Vaday Laila. What's called Vaday Laila? Yesh v'yesh. Rav Moshe holds in America, 50 minutes is Vaday Laila. And Bein Hashmashos is pretty much from sunset until 50 minutes. That's Bein Hashmashos. According to Rav Moshe, you can then blow without making a bracha. L'chayr, Rav Moshe would agree that for the first 8 minutes, you have a grace period. 8 minutes after sunset is still, for most purposes, also called Vaday Yoim, after sunset. And that's why you can still wash B'shal Shudis, you can still Bris Mila, it's still called part of the previous day. A lot of nafkaminas it's a chiddush to say eight minutes after sunset is still called Vaday Yoim, but after 8 minutes l'chayr it's Vaday Bein Hashmashos, and you cannot make a bracha on the blowing of the shofar.
Okay, for the second day, is a lot of practice at night between the first.
L'chayr, you a lot of practice during the day. You want to practice. Let's say he comes home. Let's see. Kishachal Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos ain't taken. You're not allowed to blow. You don't blow on Shabbos. Okay. How could it be you don't blow on Shabbos? The mitzvah deraisa. The Chacham Gazu Shema Yavenu Arba Amos Berishus Rabim. This is a very incredible halacha. You may come to carry Dalit Amos in the Rishus Rabim, and therefore Chazal said, don't blow. Period. But also the Taltal, it's Muksa on Shabbos only. Shabbos only the shofar is Muksa. The also the Taltal Imlo Letzach Gufa Mukayma. It's a klit shemalachtoy leisur. It's prohibited to blow on shofar. A kli lach l'shisur is only mutl tzach gufa. If I want to go use it to have a drink, or I want to use it for mukama, uviyom toiv aser l'shtamish bo for l'shtamish bo for not for blowing.
What does that mean?
It means to use as a scoop. You want to scoop up some water from the well. Okay, so you fill it up as a utensil. L'shtamish bo for sure. to blow for sure, to practice. If you blew it the first, if you blew it the first day, pun intended, and you want to practice for the second day.
No, a guy didn't blow. A guy's he's the second one.
I assume so. When it says here l'shtamishbo, it means for mundane purposes. Yeah. It's huksa l'mitzvah. So if I'm using it for the mitzvah, to practice for the mitzvah, I'm assuming, it doesn't say, but I'm assuming that l'mitzvah, so it's permitted to practice. I vaguely remember hearing that
you
fill
it up with wine and make kiddush on it.
He says so that's for a mitzvah. No, l'chayr not the mitzvah for its specific mitzvah. L'chayr it has. It's only for the mitzvah of tekiyah shayfer, not for another mitzvah. For and it's not a klifa. Anyway, you're not yotzi. You can't use that. To huksa the mitzvah se avol betiltul mutter. He goes on to say you're allowed to move it. It's not muksa. It's not muksa. The shayfer, since it's a mitzvah sayoyim, it's a mitzvah, so it's not muksa. But you just should not use it for other purposes. It's huksa the mitzvah say, but. It is the practice l'chayr. It's definitely mutter. Halacha gimel kol shenu mechayv b'davar nu halacha. Anyone that's mechayv b'davar in a moitziach achim yidei chayv asan. Anyone that cannot be is not mechayv cannot be moitzi. Someone who is mechayv therefore b'chayin l'chayrish shaytiv a katan child. Okay, this is very important halacha. A child cannot be moitzi an adult with tchiyah shayfer. Oy chayrish she'enoy shemeya. What about kriyas atayra? Can a child be moitzi achim kriyas atayra? Yeah. Ah, but the child is not mechayv b'davar. Yet a katan can be the Baal Kriya. B'diyevet, a katan can be the Baal Kriya. How could that possibly be? So you see, it's not so simple. This halacha that just because you're a mechuyev b'davar to invite someone else is a sugi in and of itself. But when it comes here to the mitzvah of shofar, then we apply the rule in its strictest form. If you're not mechuyev, you cannot be moitzei. Therefore, a child cannot be moitzei you with the tekiyah shofar. Oy chere shein shemeya, a deaf mute that does not hear, a person that cannot hear, so he cannot even claim the mitzvah. Mitzvah is l'shma. Now I'm not so sure what that means because his acherish means av pish yochel daber kevin shepeturim. They're exempt. Kein yochem lochaytzi acherim. Avol shemeya ve'enoy medaber. Someone can hear, cannot speak. Chayv kevin sheshemeya hatkiyos. He's saying a very big chiddush. He's saying a very big chiddush is that if a person cannot hear, he's deaf. He's not mechuyev in the mitzvah, and that's a very big chiddush because. In Chazal, I once heard a shiur. I remember one Mitzvah Shabbos, Sugis from Daf Yomi, Mitzvah Shabbos Shiurim. One of the Rashi, a very good shiur on this topic. What does it mean, a cheresh in the Torah? The cheresh, it means intelligence. Because in ancient times, if a person could not hear, that's it. They gave up on him. No child left behind did not exist in those days. There were children that were left behind. If you could not hear, they did not bother teaching you.
There were no alternate methods of teaching.
No alternate methods. So you didn't fit the mold. That's it. They gave up on you. You became a water carrier. You became, who knows what happened to you. And basically, your mind never developed. There was a lack of intelligence. And therefore, if you don't have intelligence, because you never there was no chinuch, you're begeder shaita. So the word cheresh, even though the mind is 100%, being that the hearing does not work at all, so there's no education, so the person remains in halacha in the status of a cheresh. Today, that's not true. Today, Baruch Hashem, no such thing. Today, just because Rachman son, a person cannot hear, they have other methods to teach, and they are very intelligent. In fact, they can be even more intelligent than the average person. So, Mela, they're not a shleiv, the chayv, in all the mitzvahs. He's saying an incredible chiddush, is that if he cannot hear, so he can't hear the shofar. He can't, even though he's fully intelligent, memela, he's potter from the mitzvah. Lamai nafkamina, he can't even be moitzi someone else. You would argue, if not seeing this chai adam, is that if I'm an intelligent fellow, I understand and I can hear, but I can be moitzi you. The reason why I cannot be yoitze the mitzvah is due to a technicality. It's not because I'm a chayiv in the mitzvah. I'm chayiv in the mitzvah. It's just through a technicality that I cannot fulfill the mitzvah because I can't hear. But I'm still.
How will you know if he's doing it right if he can't hear?
I guess he can sense. I guess in a certain sense, even though he can hear, he can hear feel the vibration in the shofar. A vibration. Someone will tell him if the sound came out okay. There's a certain sense, yeah?
Yeah, but there's a difference between born deaf.
No, let's say the worst scenario. Let's say the worst scenario, he's born deaf. He's born deaf. Completely born deaf. That's another. Right. Intelligence. So that's what Gemara talks about. But let's assume the worst scenario possible. He's born deaf. He never heard a word his entire life. And in ancient times, he's called a cheresh because of the intelligence. But today, we teach, today they're taught today other techniques, so they're taught just like everyone else. So they are intelligent, they're a chacham, they're chayv in all the mitzvahs. Shofar, the only reason why they're potter, they're not potter. It's just a technicality. Ya l'shmoya kol shofar. They can't hear. But they're chayv. Oynis shachmona patre. If I'm living on the other end of the world, I'm chayv, and I'm living in a place where there's no shofar. There's no shofar. So I'm chayv in shofar. Was I yoytze shofar? No, because technicality, there is just no shofar to blow. Let's say there's a military zone. You can't make any sounds. That was the very big thing in the Holocaust. They did not let them blow, even in the ghettos, when they were under siege, they did not let them blow shofar because they thought, the Nazis, they thought these are like, you know, a Morse code. They're sending out messages to codes, or 100 koilechs. What kind of language do you have here? You're sending out messages to people on the other side of that book you gave me.
He has
that book over there, so that's where I saw it. So they did not let, in the beginning of the war, what was the name of the town? Dulka?
Dukla.
I mean, what was his name? Rabbi Pinchas?
Hirschsprung.
My mother always said, you have a hard time pronouncing certain words. Hirschsprung. In the beginning of the war, when the Nazis first arrived in his hometown, it was a very small shtetl, they did not let them blow shofar because they thought they were sending codes to the enemy. They were sending codes to the Polish or to the Poles, whatever it is. So let's say, are you chayv in the mitzvah? Certainly chayv in the mitzvah. Kind of mitzvah, there's a technical problem. They don't let us. So Shcherish the Zelbazach, he has a technical. No, the Chai Adam is a very big chiddush. He says if you can't hear, you may be chayv in all the other Tayag mitzvahs, but if you can't hear, you mamish potter. L'may nafkamina, you cannot be moitzi someone else. That's what he says. Now let's say a person can hear, okay, Baruch Hashem, but he can't talk. There's something wrong. He can't talk. So what's the problem? He can't make the bracha. Oh, someone else will make the bracha. But maybe you would argue that he can't make the bracha.
Does the bracha have to be heard?
No, the bracha has to be pronounced. It should be pronounced. It's not the derais of the bracha. The bracha is every bracha is limited to Rabbanan, except for Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah, the only two brachas that are deraisa. But every other bracha is limited to Rabbanan. But maybe you would argue that you can't make the bracha, so it's a chasaron in the mitzvah. You shouldn't be mighty to someone else. No! Just because he can't make the bracha does not take away from your obligation, and you can be moitzi someone else, even though you yourself cannot talk. Let's go further. The kevan sheshemeya avol shemeya, the third line, ois gimel third line avol shemeya. The enay medaber chayv yechayv why kevan sheshemeya hatikias the avol pishem yochel levarich can make the bracha im ein sham acher shidel litkoyaf. There's no one else knows how to blow the shofar. So yevarich, what is the solution? Let someone else make the bracha. Yevarich achav who yiska. A new halacha. Suma chayev b'tkias b'tkias v'yochol lohitzi achirim. Suma chayev b'tkias because some of the sumas put all the mitzvahs. That was the mitzvah of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi, he may. I'm sorry. I was with who? With who?
Yosef was blind.
Yosef, he made a suuda. He thought that there's a machlokes. There's a suma chayiv in all the mitzvahs. So he thought you potter memela, and yeah, I still do the mitzvahs. I still do it. Einoy mitzuve v'yoseh. If someone will tell me that you chayiv, assume is chayiv in the mitzvahs, he's going to make a party because God, now that he learned the halacha, Godol mitzuve v'yoseh mimi she'einoy mitzuve v'yoseh, I will be so happy to learn to discover you chayiv in the mitzvahs. This is a machlokes. Is a suma chayiv in mitzvahs in general. The Chai Adam says suma chayiv b'tkias v'yochol lohitzi achayrim, and it can be mitzvah even other people, even though you can't be mekayim v'chol ha'am royim es akolos. Remember we discussed that royim es akolos. That's why the shofar has to be more than a tefach, so it sticks out of the palm. People can see you have a shofar. That's part of the halacha. You have to see there's a shofar. Asuma can't see there's a shofar because he can't see. Yet he's still chayiv. Ikar is the hearing. Ulechatchila yesh lachosh l'daso aymer madasuma potter umikol mokam im kvar chuchzak b'kach. If you already has the chazaka, if in this kehila they accepted the halacha that a suma is chayif, and they allowed the suma to blow shofar. And now ponim chadosh ois bo'olakan, and nayadar, everyone is looking for chumras, and they challenge, they say to the Rav, you know, even though he was good for the previous generation, but you know, we're a new generation, we want to be machmir, we want to have the Baal Takeh, someone that can see. So no, you're not allowed to. Since it was accepted until now to follow the opinion that a suma is chayiv and can be maitzi, he has a chazaka, no one has a right to say they want to be machmer and have higher standards and remove him from his position. You know, in the yeshiva called the cheder, chimka, everyone knows the winning hall, chimka. Yeah. So they have a yeshiva shkitana and they have a yeshiva gedola down the block. There's another building down the block, big, magnificent, beautiful building, not across the street, two streets down. So there the Baal Musaf is blind. I know people will go bedafka to that, they go bedafka to that minyan on the Yom Nerom. They want to hear the blind Baal Tfila. He's blind, he knows the whole Nusach Baal Peh, and they have someone there that stands with him to make sure. Just like, I think halacha, they have to have someone stand halacha, they need someone there to stand with him to make sure he doesn't make a mistake because he's blind. And and they say it's magnificent. His tzil is one of a kind. What?
Was he born blind?
I don't know. But he's totally blind. So I heard he's totally blind, and he's the most magnificent Baal Tfila. They call him the blind Chazan. So you see, it's interesting. And Chayim, and someone told me, someone claims that Rav Nachum Arifur, he's been davening in yeshiva, I think, for about 20 years. He davens the whole Chazar Sashatz Baal Peh. Someone there, he sits there, he says, eyes are closed. The whole thing is Baal Peh. The whole tefila, he puts the kavana into the words. He it's in his sleep. He knows it's in his sleep.
That's 1 year.
Okay, let's go further. What?
Braille.
Yes, I mean, no, that's okay, but he's still the halacha. Even though today Baruch Hashem there are techniques. Okay, people who are blind. They have techniques, but halacha still has the machlokes in the Gemara. You can do Braille all you want, but there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Nevertheless, if you're blind, according to one opinion, then you're potter from all mitzvahs. Okay, I know there's a yeshiva. The yeshiva out west somewhere. The government gave them this most magnificent building, magnificent campus. It used to be a center, a home for deaf people. Rahman Lutzlan, there's a whole community of deaf people, a whole campus. And Baruch Hashem, this campus shut down. You know why? Every single one of them got the implant, what's called the cochlear implant. They all can hear. It's like Yimosa Mashiach. They all can hear, they got the implant, they all can hear, so the government doesn't need the building anymore. So the building is Yoshev Batel, they gave it to a yeshiva. They gave us the yeshiva. It's unbelievable.
It was from Chaim Berlin. It used to be a high deck from blindness.
Well, elementary school, yeah.
Now it's not the...
What's high? It's for deaf people?
Deaf people. Rabbi Epstein. Right.
Yeah, so what happened? Why did they shut it down? Why? I think it was...
No, it's now for everybody.
Other types of illnesses. Sure. Other type of Rahman al-Islam. Okay. If you want to watch the most inspirational videos I've ever seen on YouTube, cannot say that, is to go to YouTube and type in a hearing for the first time. Cochlear implant, hearing for the first time. They do this all the time. They take people who never heard or hearing impaired for years. I think most people who never heard their whole life, they do the surgery, they put in this device, they come to the office and they turn it on for the first time. And the patient sits there and they turn on the device, the computer, they have to turn it on. And the person hears for the first time. It's amazing. I never in my life seen something like this.
For the first time.
What?
I think so.
They have such things like that, yeah?
They have
like hundreds of videos, maybe even thousands of video live. No, the videos watching them, they turn on the implant. They're surrounded by their family. And the reaction, 90% of them break down crying. And some do other things. And just to watch them, it's awesome. You've got to try this. Go on Google, not now, please. Not now, please. But you go later on, look on Google and type in
cochlear implant hearing for the first time, and you'll see what I mean. You got to watch a couple of them, and it's remarkable. Okay, you know, I used to think, you know, they show these veterans or soldiers, they come back and they surprise their family. You know, they come back.
Yeah.
That's nothing connected these videos. Like, oh, they're so emotional. All of a sudden, the kids in kindergarten, all of a sudden, Dad, he came back. He came back from Iraq, Afghanistan. Wow, they go crazy, they're crying. Okay, it's true. It's very nice. Not taking away.
Senses.
What?
This is one of the five senses.
But this is like light years more intense, the emotion of how people react when they hear for the first time. Children, adults, all different types of people. So Baruch Hashem, they closed down. They closed down these centers. Now they're working on a stem cell research where they basically regrow. They hope that like in a couple of years from now, they won't even need these implants. They have now new, they spray. I read about it. They put a spray into the air. They spray the air. And within 6 months, the person can hear again. They're from stem cell research, they're able to grow back the part of the hearing which is damaged, and they don't even need to come on to these implants. Baruch Hashem, these things are advancing very quickly. Living in Yemei HaMashiach. Okay, so over here, there's all no gear. Halacha L'maisa, when it comes to Shofar. L'shmoya kol Shofar. What's the tafkid of the ears? The tafkid of every organ is to do a mitzvah. So what's the tafkid of hearing? Tafkid of hearing is L'shmoya kol Shofar. Okay, let's do another paragraph. We have to finish over here. So here's the problem. Noshim piturois. People make a mistake. The people think noshim lachayev. No such thing. It's the biggest misasech as man grow in the world. There's no reason why noshim lachayev in the mitzvah. Noshim apater. Noshim a mitzasech as man grow in the mitzvah. They're not in the mitzvah of shofar. Unoshim piturois tahavi mitzasech as man grow. However, it's from the few mitzvahs that Noshim were makabel upon themselves to do, even though they are potter. Noshim, there's no mitzvah like Shofar, there's no mitzvah, I don't think there's any mitzvah that's equivalent where there's a hakpada that an isha is makbir to hear the sound of the Shofar, even though they're potter. They're totally potter. Noshim, they're potter from Shofar, but this is something that is special. What? No, they cannot. Definitely not. Because they're potter. The potter, a woman cannot be might say a man with shayfer. The woman is potter. She's potter. Could she say the bracha? Do they do that? They taka do that sometimes. Yeah. The Baal Tokea, when he blows for women, so they ask the women to make the bracha. Because they make the bracha, but women make the bracha. Not all the time. Sometimes they go to like a public. They do like public or shofar blowings for women. People have little children and they can't come to davening. So the husbands go home and the women come. So you have 100 women. So then it's just not a practical thing. It's not a tsunua, a whole thing. So then the man, it's like a Megillah reading for men. So then the man also sometimes certain settings the man makes the bracha as well. But ideally, if you're home,
yeah, but there's a difference between Megillah and
what's the difference?
But
it's a difference. It's only l'shmoya mikra Megillah. It's the same issue. It's a different type. It's a different chiyuv. The chiyuv for Noshim is only because af hein hayu ba'isanes, and the chiyuv for a man is more than that. It's a takanas chazal.
The thing is, by
different bracha.
By Noshim with Megillah with the shayfer, it's their potter. It's only that
the potter legamri. The potter legamri. Okay,
yeah,
but okay.
So why should a man have?
Why can a man? Because it's not a bracha levatol. Because that's part of the old Torah. Why isn't a bracha levatol for a woman to make the bracha? That's some chassidim hold this. Some there are opinions that hold that if you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, you can't make a bracha. That's a big shmooze. Halacha lemaisa, we paskin an isha that's potter can still make a bracha. If she can make a bracha, Chazal allowed her to make a bracha even though she is exempt. You can also make the bracha for her. It's all built into the allowing her to make the bracha, and you can make the bracha. Lechatchila, not only lechatchila, it depends on the setting. It all depends on the situation, but a woman can make the bracha, but she cannot be moitzi a man because they're a different getter. Can a woman be moitzi another woman? Lechari, yes. Yes, a woman can be moitzi another woman with the blowing of the shofar, because they're on the same darga. They're on the same level. They're on the same level. What?
Same way she's
yours. Someone else yours. So they're on the same level, so she can meet another woman. Next. Next halacha. Dalacha dal, so one more halacha and we'll stop. Ein yoytzin dechoy v'chayva ella emkein mischavin l'tchoy l'shem mitzvah. You have to have l'shem mitzvah. Anything that's derived, so we paskin, the general rule of thumb to know is that mitzvah, machlokes, mitzvah is trichus kavana, oy ein mitzvah is trichus kavana. It's machlokes in the Gemara. It's machlokes in the Gemara, across the board. How do we pass in l'chalamaisa? When it comes to a do'iraisa, mitzvah is trichus kavana. When it comes to a drabanon, mitzvah is ein trichus kavana. When you light your Chanukah candles, do you have to have kavana? L'shem yichud, I'm lighting the Chanukah candles. You don't. You don't. Why? Even if you don't pay attention, you just light it without any kavana, you yoytze. Why yoytze? Why else are you lighting the Chanukah candles? Why yoytze? Why? Mitzvahs ein srichos kavana b'dieved. When it comes to a mitzvah d'rabbanan, but when it comes to a mitzvah d'oraisa, when you put on your tefillin, you say kriya shema, you say you gotta know what you're doing. A mitzvah deraisa tzricha is kavanis shayfer is a deraisa. Nail, you have to have kavan to be yotze the mitzvah. Aval hamisasek with kaperses misasek with koya rak lehislamet lo yotze. You're practicing. You're preoccupied. You're not yotze. Beina tokeh beina shem menu. Someone is listening. I'm having kavan to be yotze, but the one that's blowing is having kavana lo yotze. When yotze elim kain shnischavim la tokeh lo yotze hashemim nav halacha. The tokeh has to be. They announced in shul that all built into this halacha lechatchila. The tekeya should have kavana. I'm not just blowing for myself. I'm being blowing to be moitzi the tzibur. V'chol Hashem yichavnu lotzeis. All the listeners should have kavana to be yotzei. Avol nischavna tekeya v'loy hashemeya lehapoch. Let's say no one, everyone is for their own. No one's paying attention to each other. Lo yotzei mikol makom lo biinon shischavim davka loitzi ploini uplenev da kavana. You. You don't have to go have a shul list when the baal tekeya, when he blows the shofar, membership list. Okay, a mitzvah is shichis kavana. Okay, who am I blowing for here today? Let me look at the membership list before I start blowing the shofar. That's ridiculous. Ela sheyischavim stam. Whoever wants to listen is yotzei. We could assume we come to shul, the Baal Tekeh is having kavana to be yotzei everyone. Let's say you're walking in the street, right? You're walking in the street and you happen on the outside of the shul and you hear them blowing shofar and you put your ear to the wall. Oh, now in chabarayin. I woke up late, I didn't daven yet. By the time I finish davening, all the shuls will be finished. I don't even know I'll be able to hear shofar today. Oh, the blowing shofar, let me listen. I'm in the street, I'm hearing the shofar. But the Baal Tekeh doesn't know that I'm outside in the street. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. The Baal Tekeh is having kavan to be moitzi. Anyone that's listening, even someone in Mars, even the NSA,
even
CIA,
kavan, even
what?
Even if the listener doesn't have kavan.
The listener has to have kavan. The listener, but the chiddush is, if you're outside the shul, maybe you will argue that the Baal Tekeh is not having kavan for me. The Baal Tekeh doesn't know who's in the shul. But at least in the shul, the Baal Tekeh looks around, okay, I'm the Baal Tekeh, I see the shul, I got over 100 people, I'm having come to be yotzi the people in the shul. Did it ever enter my mind to be moitzi the guy outside in the street? The guy in the street who's listening? Did it enter my mind to be moitzi the Jewish, the person who works for the NSA, who's in Arizona, and he's eavesdropping on the shul, and he hears me blow the shofar? Did I have come to be moitzi him? Did I have come on to be moitzi him? Are you yotzi of the telephone? Not so simple.
No, that's a kol havara.
And a kol havara? I don't know, is it?
Yes.
Okay, right. Okay, fine, okay. Maybe you're right. Maybe Hashem is Muhammad. Maybe you're right. Okay, fine.
Right.
So, are you having one guy in the street? So that's the chiddush. The chiddush is yes, because that is the assumption.
The guy in the street, you can hear it.
Okay, now go on the telephone. It's not a real sound. In chanani. Samuch lebeis haknesses im kivin libelotz lotz is yosef im avol im hoyu toikin bebayis lechoyle uliyoledes. He does a chiddush. Let's say you're a call. Let's say someone says, "Can you come home to my wife? She gave birth. She came out of the house. Someone's not well. Can you come to shul and blow?" Fine, I'm coming. And there you're blowing for the person in the house, and it happens to that when you're blowing, there's a person walking down the street. Oh, you know what? Let me listen. That was in yotze. Yes. Is he yotze in the street? So the Ochai Adam says no. Because if you're a shliach tziv in the Beis HaKnesses, we assume your kavana is broad, even people in the street. But if you're called to a private home to blow for this person, it does not enter your mind there might be someone listening in the street. So then the person in the street, even if he has kohen to be yoytze, is not yoytze. So if you're passing by a private home, not a shliach tzibur, the chayadim paskin is lo yotza. Aval im hoi toikim bebaiz lechoyle lechoyle for a sick person, lo liyedis, v'hoi beisamach lo v'shoma, lo yotza. The mistoma, lo yinishavin ze lechoytzi ela hachoyle, the one specific person. Very interesting chilek. We will stop here, take a very short break, and then we're going to learn more in Yonim of Rosh Hashanah from the Pardes Yosef.